From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends to come on the air with us. And I ask them a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in this virtual studio today is Alexander Blythe. Welcome.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Cool. So you go to the University of Arizona?
I have. I'm currently a double major in biochemistry and molecular cellular biology. I signed up to pursue the accelerated master's program. So I should be getting a master's degree in molecular cellular biology.
Wow. The accelerated program is no easy thing to do. That's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
What are you working on? What kinds of things they got you doing?
Well, it started back when I was a high school senior because I went to University High School, which is in Tucson. What I did there was I started working in the lab of Dr. Daniela Zarnescu. It was there when I started working with fruit flies and I started studying Lou Gehrig's disease. And since then, I've been focusing a lot more on chemistry and biology to kind of study the nervous system, specifically motor neurons. So I started shadowing doctors at Banner, and specifically I was in the ICU and I was in the stroke department. So I got to see a lot more neurodegeneration. So I've narrowed down what I wanted to study to basically neurodegenerative diseases. And I've been working in Zarnescu's lab since I was a sophomore.
You've seen a lot of brain activity.
I've seen actual fruit fly brains too. I've had to dissect those to do some experiments.
Those tiny little brains.
Oh yeah.
What kinds of things have you noticed that you think that people might want to know?
I think one of the things I think people should be more aware of, I guess, is that a lot of the causes of some neurodegenerative disorders and just involves just the deaths of certain neurons in the brain, which are unable to heal themselves. One of the things I study is these transcripts, these mRNAs, which are basically the instructions for making protein, which do everything in the cell. They're being into these specific proteins called TDP43, and they're being put into these little, like, insoluble complexes, and they can't be made into protein. So it's the loss of protein in these neurons that are causing them to die. And if you see in certain diseases, including ALS, frontotemporal dementia, Alzheimer's, Lewy body dementia, people that have looked at brain tissue, they found these insoluble complexes in there. That's currently what I'm studying. It's like, what is causing these plaques or these complexes or these puncta? What's causing these to develop and causing these neurons to die? I think most people can probably hazard a correct guess that the brain consumes probably the most amount of energy in, out of every organ in the body. So if the only thing that goes wrong with it can be just completely debilitating.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
One of the things that's made studying neurodegeneration more personal for me is I've a lot of family members and friends and associates I've met through the years or I've known for years have come down with diseases like this. That's why I want to keep studying this after undergrad, in grad school, or even as a professional researcher or a doctor. That's why it's important. It just means a lot to me. Some heroes of mine have had it, continue to have it, like Steven Hillenburg, who made SpongeBob. Or you have Stephen Hawking, you have Robin Williams, who had Lewy body dementia. Just all of these people just been suffering from it. And I just want to be one of the people that studies it and understands why it happens and possibly come up with a therapeutic answer to it.
Do you ever listen to music, Alex?
Pretty much every opportunity I have, whether it's during lab work or just doing schoolwork or just working out or walking or anything. I have so many playlists. A wide range of music. Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai. You Make Me Feel Like Dancing by Leo Sayer. That one's really good.
You make me feel like dancing.
You make me feel like dancing.
One of the other ones I found recently that I really liked is Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Yep, I love that.
Alexander, thank you for being on Thesis Thursday with me today.
Thank you, Bridget. I love being here. This is fun.